This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden visited Poland on Tuesday to reaffirm the U.S.'s commitment to Ukraine and bolstering NATO's eastern flank. Miroslava Gengadze reports from Warsaw.
After a surprise visit to Ukraine's capital, Kyiv, President Biden arrived in the Polish capital, Warsaw. Here, he met with President Duda to reaffirm the commitment of the United States to Ukraine and to bolstering NATO's eastern flank. The Ukrainian community in Warsaw gathered in front of the Biden's hotel to thank the United States and urge it to do more. Warsaw was avish in banners reading, Biden give Ukraine F-16s. Miroslava Gongadze, VOA News, Warsaw.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday announced his country is suspending its participation in a nuclear arms treaty and warned he's putting new ground-based nuclear weapons at combat readiness. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
The arms treaty, called the New START Treaty, limits the number of nuclear warheads that the two powers can deploy. The U.S., Putin says, is trying to destroy Russia and risks turning a local war in Ukraine into a global conflict. Now, the Russian president is emphasizing that Moscow isn't completely abandoning the treaty, but is suspending it, putting it on ice. He mentioned France and the UK, too, which also have nuclear weapons, and that their arsenals may need to be taken into account for any future discussions.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Mexico's once powerful former public security minister, Genaro García Luna, was found guilty of U.S. drug trafficking charges by a jury in New York on Tuesday following a high-profile trial. This is VOA News. Six people were killed in the latest earthquake to strike the border region of Turkey and Syria, authorities said on Tuesday, 2 weeks after a massive quake killed more than 47,000 people and damaged or destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes. Monday's quake, which struck just as the rescue work from the initial devastating earthquake was winding down, was centered near the Turkish city of Antakya and was felt in Syria, Egypt, and Lebanon. The magnitude of the quake was measured at 6.3 by U.S. and European seismology agencies. A U.S. judge said on Tuesday victims of the September 11, 2001 attacks are not entitled to seize $3.5 billion U.S. dollars of assets belonging to Afghanistan's central bank to satisfy court judgments they obtained against the Taliban. U.S. District Judge George Daniels in New York said he was, quote, constitutionally restrained from finding that the Taliban was Afghanistan's legitimate government, a precursor for attaching assets belonging to the Afghanistan bank. The U.S. Supreme Court is hearing cases that could reshape how online platforms like Google, YouTube, and Twitter handle speech and content moderation, AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
In the case heard Tuesday, the Supreme Court seemed unlikely to side with the family of a student killed in a terror attack that wants to sue YouTube for helping spread ISIS videos. Justices like Elena Kagan seemed concerned about upending the internet.
Why is it that the tech industry gets a pass? A little bit unclear. On the other hand, I mean, we're a court. We really don't know about these things. You know, these are not like the nine greatest experts on the internet.
Kagan says Congress, not the court, should make changes. I'm Julie Walker.
Rescuers were searching for survivors in Sao Paulo, Brazil on Tuesday amid the destruction caused by heavy rains. Several houses had been completely destroyed by the rain and resulting landslides and fallen trees. The death toll from heavy rains that devastated coastal areas of Brazil's southeastern Sao Paulo state rose to 44 people on Tuesday, according to a state government statement. Three peacekeepers from Senegal were killed and five seriously injured after their convoy hit an improvised explosive device in central Mali. The UN's peacekeeping mission in the country and Senegal's army said on Tuesday. Mali is struggling to stem an Islamist insurgency that took root after a 2012 coup and has since spread from the West African country's arid north. I'm Joe Ramsey.